Hi, I'm Melanie Patterson from Christchurch in New Zealand.
Joe Prinsker from Pretoria.
Anand Trivedi from India.
Sue Crawford from Pietermaritzburg.
Patrick Miner from Nairobi, Kenya.
Krizal Roberts from Standerton in Mpumalanga.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
Christine from Cape Town in South Africa. And you're listening to Ride with Coach Perry.
Welcome on to this edition of Ride with Coach Perry. My name is Brad Brown. We've got our cycling coach, Devon Eden, with us once again. Dev, welcome back. Nice to catch up again.
Hey, Brad. Glad to be here.
Dev, today's question's quite an interesting one. It also popped up in our forums once again on coachperry.com. And it's about racing and choosing races and trying not to race too much. I think particularly where we live here in South Africa, we are so blessed with the racing calendar that we've got. But it's often easy to get carried away. It's like this buffet and you get in front of it and you just want to eat everything. But how do you go about sort of making sure that you don't go and race? Is there a danger, first of all, in racing too much? And how do you go about selecting the races that you want to race?
So the first thing would be, look, personally for me, racing is the best form of training. So you're getting a lot of exposure to the kind of environment that you're going to be racing in, the nerves that are always happening on the start line before you get going as well, riding with other people, other competitors. So yes, that's why I say I do like the idea of racing as training. I think, especially now, actually in the first half of the year, there are quite a lot of events that come up. We are really spoiled for choice, and whether it's stage races, single day races, road, mountain, whatever it is, there is a lot happening. We need to just take a step back, and you need to first identify a primary goal. So what is your main goal event? So your big event that you want to achieve for the year. Make sure that goal is also set within a realistic, I mean, if you're only setting goals now, for instance, you need to make sure you're setting a realistic goal that you've got enough time to train accordingly for that. Then pick one or two other races as smaller races that we can then use to gauge where you are over your preparation towards your main race. So those races, the smaller races, you'll still do a sufficient taper leading up to the race. Make sure you're nice and fresh. And then you can give everything at that race to kind of see where you are and to see what also needs to change in the last maybe block or two going into the goal event. Any other race outside of those three main goals becomes training events. So I'm happy for them to happen. I'm happy for them to start fitting into your training calendar. However, you need to understand that if you've got a race on Saturday and it doesn't fit into one of your goal events, that's going to be a training event, and you might actually go into that event tired. You might not do well in the event. You might actually feel a little bit flat. And the emphasis needs to be taken off the result of that race itself. Those races, the problem with racing too often is when we're structuring a training plan and you're racing week in, week out, the problem is we're never really getting a sufficient build happening because you're always trying to taper. You're always trying to maintain some level of let's call it fitness before each of those races. So you're always resting a little bit too much and not really getting a good build in. And that's why I say rather pick two gauging races and then your big race so that every other race you do, you can be building and pushing through. You'll actually might get to a race and your training program might even say you need to do a 3-hour hard ride, whatever it might be. And you can then use that race as that training ride. So then you'll take the emphasis off position that you might come in the race, how you actually felt, how the legs felt. That race is solely a training ride, and you need to see it that way. But you're still gaining the experience of the nerves on the start line, being with other people in that whole environment of racing. So I think let's step back, set a few goals, make sure that we set fewer goals, and then use the rest as good training, solid training, and build accordingly to the one primary goal.
I love that, dude. That's such great advice, as always. Don't forget, if you are needing some help with your cycling, be sure to check out what we are doing over at coachperry.com. We've got a phenomenal training platform with tons of training programs. You get access to Devlin and the rest of our coaches as well, all through our very easy-to-use iOS and Android app. All you need to do is head over to coachperry.com/cycling if you'd like to find out more. Dev, as always, thanks for your time. We look forward to catching up next week.
Chat soon, Brad.